The first place to do that by the year 2035 is in energy production. By 2050, totally.
You keep talking about all these things you're going to do, and you're going to do this. But you were there just a short time ago, and you guys did nothing.
We did.
You know, Joe, I ran because of you. I ran because of Barack Obama, because you did a poor job. If I thought you did a good job, I would have never run. I would have never run. I ran because of you. I'm looking at you now. You're a politician. I ran because of you.
You know who I am. You know who he is. You know his character. You know my character. The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
There you have it. The former vice president last night, fumbling and stumbling his way. You take him off a teleprompter, he's not very good. He really isn't. When we come back, we will take you to Pensacola, Florida. The president speaking at this hour. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Friday. Get your weekend started, would you please, on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, just a touch after 5:30 right now as we check out the traffic cams, and there is a crash incident on the 15. Southbound at Sahara, the left lane is blocked in that incident. Also, in fact, you do have reduced speeds in the resort area between Tropicana and Sahara. Also, those lane restrictions continue in North Las Vegas. Interstate 15 northbound at Cheyenne is causing a lot of delays there. You're bumper to bumper for over a mile there. Also, restrictions, Interstate 15 southbound at Craig, causing some slowing. Also, you'll tap the brakes heading into the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 east at Rancho and 95 west at Decatur.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV football set to begin their season tomorrow. They will take on San Diego State, a game that's being played in Carson, California. That's about 110 miles away from San Diego State. The school is building a new stadium, and they are going to play their games in Carson this year. UNLV playing San Diego State more than any other original Mountain West team 29 times. The Aztecs lead the all-time series 19-10. NFL football this weekend, the Raiders getting set for their matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn taste great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Nickname guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the best parts of last night was the president debating Joe Biden on COVID-19. And because that's the thing where, you know, everybody's, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, right? And that's what Joe Biden forgets. Now, on the other stuff, and you heard a clip earlier where the president says, you had 8 years. You were here. You were here for 8 years and you did nothing. I'm here for 3.5 years and I'm getting tons of stuff done. That, to me, should be the message. I did promises made, promises kept. You had 8 years. You got nothing done. All this stuff you want to do now, why didn't you do it 8 years ago? Huh? Anyway, here's the president. This is cut four, by the way. Debating Biden on COVID-19. This is from last night, Nashville, Tennessee.
Ourselves up in a basement like Joe does. He has the ability to lock himself up. I don't know. He's obviously made a lot of money someplace, but he has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that. By the way, I, as the president, couldn't do that. I'd love to put myself in the basement or in a beautiful room in the White House and go away for a year and a half until it disappears. I can't do that. And Kirsten, every meeting I had, and I'd meet a lot of families, including Gold Star families and military families, every meeting I had, and I had to meet them. I had to. It would be horrible to have canceled everything. I said, you know, this is dangerous. And you catch it. And, you know, I caught it. I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. And now I recovered. 99.9 of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school, and we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
And, of course, the CDC has said young people can get sick with COVID-19 and can pass it. Vice President Biden, I want to talk broadly about strategy, though.
Respond to that?
30 seconds, please, and then I have a question.
No, number one, he says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. Because he has never said, you said it's dangerous. When's the last time? Is it really dangerous still? Are we dangerous? You tell the people it's dangerous now? What should they do about the danger? And you say, I take no responsibility.
Let me talk about your two.
Excuse me, I take full responsibility. It's not my fault that he came here. It's China's fault. And you know what? It's not Joe's fault that he came here either. It's China's fault. They kept it from going into the rest of China for the most part, but they didn't keep it from coming out to the world, including Europe and ourselves.
Vice President Biden.
The fact is that when we knew it was coming, when it hit, what happened? What did the president say? He said, don't worry, it's going to go away. Be gone by Easter. Don't worry. The warm weather. Don't worry. Maybe inject bleach. He said he was kidding when he said that, but a lot of people thought it was serious. A whole range of things the president has said. Even today, he thinks we are in control. We're about to lose 200,000 more people.
President Trump.
Look, perhaps just to finish this, I was kidding on that, but just to finish this, when I closed, he said I shouldn't have closed. And that went on for months. What Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. She was dancing on the streets in Chinatown in San Francisco. But when I closed, he said, this is a terrible thing. You're xenophobic. I think he called me racist even. And because I was closing it to China. Now he says I should have closed it earlier. It just, Joe, it doesn't work.
I didn't say either of those things.
You certainly did. You certainly did.
I talked about a xenophobia in a different context. It wasn't about closing the border to Chinese coming to the United States.
There you have it. Joe Biden was schooled by the president of the United States. I just,
I know we're only 11 days away, and that seems like it's right on top of us, and it is, but it is a lifetime. It's a lifetime. When we come back, I'll let you hear another one of those montages where you get just a brief snippet, but we put together a bunch of these montages for you. Stick around. We got so much to do. It's hard to believe, 11 days. Have you early voted, by the way? We'll also get to some of your phone calls, and if you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. We have been guest intensive because there's so much breaking news all around us. We have a lawsuit by the Nevada Republican Party and the Trump campaign against Joe Gloria, the registrar of elections for Clark County. We had him on, Joe Gloria. We had the guy that's suing him, Michael McDonald. And Sharon Angle with the Election Integrity Project Nevada. So we have been sprinting to the finish line, but we're not done as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Friday, and trust me, I am so genuinely excited. This is going to be a great weekend. This another one of those deals where people say, what are you doing this weekend? You have a date. You got dinner plans. You got this. And then I've gotten to Friday, and I officially, I don't know. Let's take you back to Florida. This is from earlier today. The president jumped on Air Force One and went to the Villages, Florida, speaking to a lot of seniors. Let's take you there now.
It was a catastrophe. We didn't know what we were doing. It was an absolute disaster. Now he's going to come in and tell us what to do. Do you ever see where he said, "You were late," except when I closed it to China? He said I shouldn't close it. For 2.5 months, he said I shouldn't close it. Then he ultimately admitted that he was wrong. And then he amazingly got a nomination, which he should have never gotten, because you know why? Pocahontas, if she would have gotten out 3 days early. It's true, she took all of Bernie's on Super Tuesday. It's true. She took all of, do you agree with that, Congressman? She took all of his votes away. All he needed was a few more votes. He would have won every state. So you have somebody that really got a little bit lucky. You know, in primetime, they used to call him 1% Joe. Now in far less than primetime, he gets a nomination. Figure this one. Only in the world of politics can this happen. But if you watch CNN and MSDNC, the networks, it's all they talk about. They focus on case numbers. You know case numbers? You know why we have so many case numbers? Because we do more testing than any country in the world, times 5, 10, 20. You have many countries don't do any testing, so they don't have any cases. You have many, many countries that have very few cases because they don't do testing. We test. We have tests like you wouldn't believe. You know, we got started because the fake news would say, where's the testing? We did more. We have the best tests in the world, and there's plenty good about testing, too. The bad thing is you find cases. Barron Trump, right? Young man, 14, strong. So he tests positive. I said, oh, that's terrible. They said, no, it's okay. The doctor, great doctor, White House doctor, Sean. I said, like 15 seconds later, how's Barron doing? He's all better, sir. I said, what are you talking about? The fact is, young people, 99.99 or something, young people, their immune systems, I hate to say it, they're a little stronger than our immune systems, right? Although I got it, and here we are, right? Here we are. It works out good. Here we are. And the good news, once you get it, you're immune. Now, it used to be before I got it, you were immune for life. I heard you were immune for life. Once I got it, they said, no, it's only 4 months. Okay. We have a double standard. You never notice that? It was always like, once you get it, you're immune. I get it. Nope, it's only good for 4 months. It's a fake news. Last night, Biden, in his very weak debate performance, said, did you see some of the debates? 91% to 9. 91% in my favor to 9. 91 to 9, I like that. I like the sound of that. But last night he said America is entering a dark winter. Isn't that really inspirational? He's running for president. Think of it. We have this guy that can't even speak, and he goes, we're entering a dark winter. So inspirational. But he's trying to scare people, basically. He's trying to get something because he's been such a failure at every level of government that this is something. But what they don't remember is the swine flu and how bad it was. But I bring that up whenever I can. But we're not entering a dark winter. We're entering the final turn and approaching the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the way I look at it. I took very rapid action to ban travel from China and Europe, and Biden opposed it. We pioneered incredible therapies, and we reduced the fatality rate by 85%. Think of that, what we've learned. What we've learned. And we went out and we made just incredible things. The equipment we made, the equipment that we bought, the ventilators. We're the king of ventilators now as a country. Everybody has ventilators. We're sending them all over the world. We're making them by the thousands. We're the only one who could do anything like that. It's the biggest mobilization of anything since World War II, the ventilators. It's a big thing. And I'm working to make the antibody treatment that I received available free to anybody that needs it, and we'll have it done pretty soon. All I know, I can talk to this group because we have something in common. All I know is I didn't feel too good. And it's been a long time since I didn't feel so good. Well, I didn't have time to feel bad, right? But I didn't feel so good. I said, Doc, I'm not feeling too great here. And he said, let me check it out. Oh, you're positive. Oh, that's not what I wanted to hear. But I can't put myself into a basement of the White House. I don't have that luxury. No, I'm the President of the United States. I can't put myself into a beautiful bedroom and not come out for a year and a half someplace at the White House. I got to work. I meet with military leaders. I meet with foreign leaders. I meet with Gold Star families. I meet with so many people. I can't close myself up. And I say, oftentimes, you know, I just met a lot of people. That's risky. And then one day I got it. I got it. And First Lady got it. But we got it. You see a lot of people. But we have a job to do. And we beat it. And we beat it. And we beat it. It was good. But I will tell you, I wasn't feeling great. And I'm laying in bed. And the one thing with your president, you're going to find this out, Mr. Congressman, one thing. When you're president, you're not feeling good. You're laying in a bed. You got more doctors than any human being has ever had. I had 12 doctors. I had doctors from the greatest schools in the world. Johns Hopkins was there and Walter Reed Medical Center. These people are unbelievable, the job they do. The job they do for our incredible soldiers, our wounded warriors, our people that come home that badly injured, badly hurt. The job they do is incredible. So I'm laying there, not feeling my best. And every doctor had a different specialty, right? And I had more hands on me than any human being. And I didn't like it. I said, come on, let's make this quick. But the bottom line is I took this Regeneron, it's called. And I wake up the next morning and I felt like Superman. It's like, whoa, get me out of here. I gotta get back to the people. Now, I don't know. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it was me.
There you have the President of the United States earlier today at the Villages in Florida. And he is speaking even as we speak at Pensacola, Florida, which is right along the border of Florida and Alabama. So he's capturing folks both in Florida and in Alabama. Stick around, more to do. We'll close it out for this amazing week, and we'll do our tribute to Tony Bobulinski. Yeah. Without him, this just would not have been the same. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
8 days from Election Day, and you know it's going to come down to turnout. How many voters will turn out for Trump, and how many ballots fake will turn out for Biden, right? We'll talk about it.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a Pew Research Center report, among U.S. adults 50 and older, the divorce rate has doubled since the 1990s. So how does that affect retirement planning? For some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta.
Well, Steve, just look at what you have and divide it by two. That's how it affects it. Look at the house you have, cut it in half. There was a story on the internet the other day about a guy who got a divorce settlement. The judge made him give half, so he actually got a chainsaw out and cut everything in half. Well, now he ruined everything, right? So now they have nothing left. But just think about the account balances you have now and think if you could live on half of that. And unfortunately, divorces are rising. It's happening. Howie Carr, who's a famous talk show host on the East Coast, featured my new guide the other day on his show. It's called Women and Money, Beginning Your Journey Towards Financial Wellness. Folks, there's a lot of women out there who are getting divorced. This is for you. I guess guys could do this too, Steve, but a lot of women are not quite as educated as the male in the household because traditionally the male has taken the leadership role. So now if you get divorced and don't have the person you've been depending on for money, this guide is invaluable to make sure you're on the right path. But Steve, any divorce is troublesome, and if you are in that situation, folks, let's make sure you get a proper plan put together based on your new stage of life. And it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. It's more important to be informed. So the next 10 people call, you'll get this guidebook that Howie Carr talked about. You'll also get my book, The 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income, so vitally important as we approach retirement. And we'll put together your own retirement plan for you as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or better yet, just text the word VEGAS to 21,000. That's VEGAS to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. This is going to be a great weekend. Next weekend's going to be the really good one, because that's the one before Election Day. But we've got 11 days to Election Day, and this is going to be a very special couple of weeks. I hope that you're going to be with us for all of it. I want to send out a special thanks to Tony Bobulinski. Without him, we would not have a smoking gun on Hunter Biden. I'll be honest with you, I have not watched lots of TV in the last couple of days, but what I have watched of CNN, they're not even mentioning Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski had that, read that statement last night that, in Nashville that was, it essentially was the smoking gun. Hunter Biden is dirty. Well, we already knew that. But now we've got the attachment, the hour-long meeting with Joe Biden. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the smoking gun. And that's going to do it for... So Tony Bobulinski, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may well be the October surprise that turns this election upside down. I want to thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of choices in afternoon drive. I'm glad you've made us your choice. Hope you'll tell your friends, too, by the way. I want to thank Gentleman Jim Dallas, Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Until we join you on Monday at 3 o'clock, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You
can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.